So, how did you come to live in Pigpen?
No,
were you born here?
I was born here. No, wait a minute. I was born actually at Mount Pleasant, going to Kintbury. It was on the way to Kintbury. You know Mount Pleasant?
Yes. Where the big house on the
side? No, well, not in the big house, in the cottage the side of the road. Well, it was a big, fairly big then, with my twin sister.
And had your mum and dad always lived at Mount Pleasant?
No. They'd lived there for quite a while, because when they first got married, you see, my mother came from Surrey and my dad came from Kintbury. And Gladstone has always lived down at Wallington's, who owned a lot of ground around here. But my
were
mother.
Gladstone, now, sorry, were they landowners?
Yes, Gladstone. Well, rich. Because we had a Prime Minister.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Yes.
I think he was the Prime Minister, actually. But anyway, my mother up in Surrey, when she first left, she went and worked for a lot of the sisters, because they had a lot of children, both sides of the family. So,
right, for her own sisters. She worked for her sisters, her own sisters?
No, for this Gladstone sisters, you
right.
see. But anyway, then it got, my mother went up to London. Well, it was partly to London, and worked up there for a long time when she was a kitchen maid then. But and she always kept in touch with the nanny, and the nanny always kept in touch with us, and helped bring us up.
Right.
The nanny helped bring us up, all of us, you know.
Oh, this was the Gladstone nanny.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Mum kept in touch with her.
Yeah, right. And then Mum gradually came down this way. I think Mum ended up at Berkeley. And then she came and got married to my dad. And they had a little cottage down where Mount Pleasant is. There was a little track. And they had a little cottage there. But then
until the family arrived.
Yeah. Because I had a brother and sister first, and then there was us too. And
so
then
we went
into this Mount Pleasant one.
Right. How many of a family are there then? Your brother, a sister, and a twin, and yourself. So just four of you, three girls and a boy.
Yeah.
Okay. And you stayed in the cottage at Mount Pleasant.
That's right.
All right. And when did Mum and Dad get married? Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Got it on and looked on them.
Just sort of roughly where they came from.
They got married at Christchurch at the top of the hill,
Yes, yes.
When we were talking about, they got married there. I suppose in 1915 or something like that. No, 18, would it be 1815? No. 1815, wouldn't it? Because they were, must be.
You can check that.
Roughly about that.
1850. When were you born then? What year were you born?
The 3rd of October, 23.
Yeah, no, it's not going to be 1815. It can't be 1815, can it? Because your mum would be over 100 then.
She is over 100.
No, but when you were born, it have to be 1915.
1915, that's right.
Yeah.
I'm making her older than she was. But I know she would be over 100 now.
So you were born the 3rd October, and are you the oldest of the twins, or is it your sister?
No, I'm the youngest.
What was your twin's name?
Joan.
And your brother and sister?
Elsie and Stanley.
And your mum and dad's names?
Would you have to have all that?
Well, I don't have to. No, it's just up to you if you want to come in.
Dad's name was Albert Edward.
Albert.
That's very fashionable, wasn't it, in them days? And my mum's was different from everybody's. It was Mary Fabian.
Well, that's unusual, isn't it?
It's French, isn't it?
Fabian.
But my mum wasn't.
So did Mum and Dad work for Gladstone's for quite a long time, or did that change?
Dad really worked before he ever went there, I think. Well, no, I don't remember, he was apprentice there with the gardener, or what, because he always talked about down there. but he was over at Westwoody House for quite a while. Well, then when we were born, the money was very small, you know.
Yes.
And so he went to the sawmills, and that's where he was most of the time.
Right. What, was he a carpenter, or was
No, he was in a sense. You know what fencing is like?
Yes.
Pails, what they call pails. Pails,
yes.
Well, my dad used to do them by hand.
So he made all the pails for the fencing?
Well, and just sort of keep on shaving them. Because the wood was cut in there at the sawmills. And, he had other jobs to do, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of other jobs to do. Because when the men had the... without, you know, couldn't do their own job, they had to do something else.
Yes.
Oh, he had lots of jobs. He used to have to go and dig sand down the Lower Green. And that was when he found the beaker, which is so much wrote about now, to what, you know.
Did he find an old beaker?
Like that. For,
oh, right.
Yeah, and a saucer. And,
where did they come from? What times? Roman times? Or? Are these treasure of some sort?
Oh, yes.
All right.
It's in the museum. We didn't hear much about it all during the war, but it came back to Newbury, but it's under Mr. Edwards' name. That's because my dad took it back to him.
Right.
He knew it wasn't his to keep.
Yes. And where is it now? In the museum in Newbury?
Yeah.
All right.
And copper. No, it wasn't copper. Bronze. It must have been in the Bronze Age. It was. I'm sure it was. And, but then he used to do a lot of grave digging. I know it's saying.
Well, no, they had to turn their hands to all sorts of things,
yeah,
didn't they?
He had to do a lot of. He started doing grave digging in different churches. In fact, in the end, he ended up with about 7 or 8 different churches he had dug graves in. And
all around this area?
Yeah, more or less around this, combing all round. And then he used to go with Mr. Edward sometimes to lay the people out, and that's where we knew the story about the blacks.
Right, and was Mr. Edwards the chap who had the sawmill?
Yeah. There was one old man, and he was I remember him, old Mr. Edwards, because he even gave, they never had a lot of money really, but anyway, he gave Mum 1/2 crown for Joan and I, and I told somebody close about it, and of course, could he manage that, you know, because they knew him well.
Is this when you were born, or when you were little?
When we were quite in the pram.
Yeah.
And
I'm writing that down, because 1/2 crown then would be a lot of money, wouldn't it?
I don't know whether it was 1/2 crown each, but I don't think it could have been 1/2 crown each, but anyway, it was 1/2 crown. And but anyway, I remember him as an old man, because they had a lot to do with the chapel down the road.
Who, Mr. Edwards?
Yeah, the Edwards nearly run it. There were 3 sons, the Edwardses.
Okay. And what about you yourself when you grew up? What sort of jobs did you do?
Well, round here, Inkpen was a very poor little village, really, I think. There was lots of different people had little fields and little,
sort of small work holders.
Smallholders. And
yes.
And perhaps we had a shoeman, cobbler in the village. And
what about a farrier or a blacksmith or for the horses?
Yeah, well, the sawmills had a blacksmith there.
All right.
They had a blacksmith. And they used to build houses as well, and you know, and they did a lot.
Was a lot of the work that was done with that for people in the bigger houses, like servants or, you know?
A lot of the people what left
school.
I was thinking
more for the women. There were things for the men to do, because there was bricks and... But
well, bricks wasn't made in Inkpen.
That was Kintbury, was it?
That was Kintbury.
Right. So what did you do when you were young? So what was your job?
Well, I went as an under nanny to...
All right.
To Nanny Bean.
That was the Gladstone nanny, was it?
Because the Gladstones used to have 2 sons.
Right.
And one got married and had children, and they lived out in India for a long time. They used to come backwards and forwards, but they always kept Nanny down at Wallington's nursery, in the nursery. And well, my oldest sister went down there when they used to, first off,
yes,
when they came back to the house and that, and to their father and all. And then when she left, because she left and she did well, looking after children and up in London and all sorts. And well, then I went, when I left school at 14, Nanny took me, Nanny had me then.
Yes.
And I mean, there was other people, different times, you know.
Yes.
And well, then did the war start coming, I think.
When would you have left school? What would you?
14, I was.
You were 14, so that was 1937.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you go to school? England?
Christchurch.
Christchurch.
Well,
school.
We did have to go. Once upon a time. Oh no, we didn't. We left Christchurch at 14. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Or did I go to Inkpen? No, I think I went to Inkpen. We had to go to Inkpen when we were 11. And the boys had to cycle to Hungerford.
Right. So you went to Christchurch when you were little?
Yeah.
And then to Inkpen when you were 11?
Yeah, you had to, the government changed it.
Right.
And the...
All right, you just keep talking.
Yeah,
I'll
just think for a minute. No, we... That's right, we went... We had to go to New Inkpen, but we didn't like it. None of the children that went from Christchurch really liked Inkpen school.
And you said the boys had to cycle to Hungerford.
Yeah, the government paid, gave them bicycles, and they had to they left a bit earlier than that, and had to cycle right to Hungerford to go to the old school in Hungerford.
Because girls at Inkpen then? And boys in Hungerford?
Yeah, but the boys had to be there until they were... I suppose until they were 11, I don't know, I forget what my brother was. You know, that was later in...
Right, so that was girls only at Inkpen, and boys were given bikes by the government.
Yeah, that was when, but they had to be, they left to go to the Hungerford when we went, you know. They went at 11.
Yes.
And then they had to go to Hungerford.
Yeah, they stayed.
And we went at 11. But the other children, well, then we stopped. We always stayed at Inkpen school then.
Right.
The girls did.
So you finished.
Mm-hmm.
And what age would your brother have finished at 14 as well?
Well, he would have been...
At Hungerford.
Not my oldest brother, because he would have been left school then, I think. As far as I know.
Yes.
As far as I know, because he was the oldest. And...
Right. When he said he... Where did you work? And you've told me where you worked. How did you get there? Did you live in with Nanny Bay? Did you stay with Nanny Bay?
Oh, yeah, I slept in. I had a...
You lived in?
Yeah, because we belonged to the nursery. We were upstairs up in big rooms too.
Yeah. So and were the children there all the time or only when the family came
home
from India?
They came over for quite a stay, you know.
Yes.
And but then after... I think Mr. Glass, the father, the son of the old... No. Well, the oldest one there,
yeah,
he died, and they had to sell the big house, you see.
That's Wallington's,
yeah,
is it?
Yeah, one thing. But I did go, after the children went back, I went into I helped the housemaids, because I'd rather do housework, really. And but I stayed for a while, and then I went, I actually come back home. What did we do? We went to go in the war.
What about your sister? Your twin sister, did she... Do similar work or something?
Yeah, we all, nearly everybody had to, more or less, did housework.
Yes, yeah.
There was nothing else, you see,
no.
If not, and if no buses, no, or you had to leave home and that was it.
Yeah.
I mean, there was some, but...
And when you say then the war started, did you have to go as land girls or...?
No, I wouldn't go there. I wouldn't have gone then. no, where did I go then? I think I was just asked to go, I went to, you know, you don't know where Webb's Close is. You know, there's a big house, they've redone it, there's a lot to it. Going down to Kirby.
Don't know the area so well.
It's over that way somewhere, yes. Not very far.
It's Kirby House.
Well, I worked for them for a long time and I got a photograph of them.
Right.
And that was in 1939, I think. I did find some bits of paper.
Do you remember the name of the house? You said it was a big house then. Who's...
That was the owners. You know, they were talking about Donald Hall. Did you hear that now?
Sorry.
Well, that's the family, because they'd already had a new house built.
All right.
And then the other person...
So these were the people you worked for?
Yeah.
Oh. These are some Scottish names here, Donald and Isabel.
Mm. Oh, but they were beautiful, but she was more attractive, very attractive.
Right.
No, I worked there for a little while, and in fact, and I was there when war...
Were you looking at, Donald and Isabel, is that the mum and dad?
Yeah.
And Christopher and Sarah, are they children? Or were
the
they
children was Christopher and Sarah.
So were you helping to look after the children? Or?
Well, yes, because sometimes I used to take them down home.
Yeah.
But I used to do mostly housework then. And I was there when war was declared in that house. We stood, well, there you can see it. Well, that was on the back.
Right.
That was a Christmas present, 1939. Right. Attached to the present.
Yeah, I've put down here that wartime you worked in a big house, Webb's Clothing, Penyubri, for Donald, Isabel, Sarah, Christopher and Sarah. Mm. Oh, I should have written Hall in there. Sarah Hall. And I've put you at Christmas card. And war was declared while you were there.
Yeah. I think that was quite a good thing.
You've got a nice memory there. You don't want war being declared, but you've got something there to remind you of. It's a lovely card, isn't it?
It is. It's lovely. I've had it all these years.
Okay.
And but then later on, I went to... We had to go... No. Oh, there were some friends of theirs lived there, and the halls moved. And I went with these friends to Greenham Common.
So that was friends of the halls? Mm. Do you remember them surnames or not really?
Oh, does it matter?
No, Friends of the Halls. Mm. And you moved to work.
I think it was Mrs. Hall's relations anyway.
Yeah.
I do know them, but I can't quite too many of them. And they went into a house at Greenham and I went with them for so long. Well, then in the end I had to go and check in and do a job.
Yes.
Wartime job.
Wartime.
But I only went in the factory. I didn't...
Where was
I didn't like... In Newbury.
All right.
But I didn't like leaving mother. I'd rather stop at home.
So what kind of factory was it you were working in, was it?
We used to make...
Making ammunition or making things for
not
the war?
Not ammunition. It was... Or something on these great big machines, anyway. But I didn't... I was there quite a while, but...
Mm.
And...
But you didn't like working there, preferred to be at home.
Hmm?
You didn't like working there, you preferred to be at home.
Well, all my life I have, really. And, then I came home later. And then, I'd met Louis then, and I came home and stayed at home down the common and lived down there while he... Because he was called up into the Navy.
Does your husband? He was in the Navy.
Yeah. Well, he didn't go to sea or anything. He was doing all round, I don't know what you call it. There's some name to it. And then he'd come from Northern Ireland, you see, and that with his father and his brother, and they lodged at my mum's house, and because we were all more or less left,
right.
And. They came over actually to work with a mate of their boss of his at Thatcham, but then they were asked to come down and help build where Gabriel lives.
Oh yes.
And they had to do the carpentering.
Yeah.
And so I worked for the not for Gabriel's family. It was for Bonham Carter's actually.
Oh yes, that's right. I remember that they lived here. Mm. Wow, you know such a lot. You remembered such a lot.
Oh, but I can't say it properly.
Oh, that's fine. We'll get it sorted out, don't you worry.
But you don't need all that, surely.
I just know it's out. We won't use all. We'll take what we need from it. What would I need? There's a bit here about school, and obviously you told me that you went to school at Christchurch, then you had to go to Ink Pen. And he's just said, what about your classmates? Who were they, and did they have any nicknames? Remember, we talked about that at the group.
Yeah, but I don't even remember that so much.
No.
But my girlfriend and my...
Who was your best friend at school? Did you have a best friend?
Well, yes, I had... well, she's died now this year. And,
was she a local girl as well?
Yeah, well, her mother and father had a family almost exactly like our family was, in but they had twins and all this. And
oh,
that.
My goodness.
Yeah, right. But they'd lost one of the twins anyway, a long time ago.
Yes.
And but then when the twins were born, they moved to Kentbury because there was a new house, so they moved to Kentbury.
Yes.
They lived down just below the Olive Branch, actually, in a little cottage. But we didn't, we've always been friends, even with her mother and all that, but not to be in and out of people's her house all the time,
We were... Just your friends.
Our friendship always stayed.
Yes. What was their names?
Taylor. No, our friendship always stayed with that, and she was really the best one.
And her first name?
Gwen.
Was she a Gwendolyn?
Yes, Gwen. Yeah, it is really the best. Yeah. We had quite a lot of friends, really.
What sort of size of classes did you have then at school? Were they big classes or not?
Well, we had the infants, we had a porch, we had, a very cut porch.
Yes.
Then you had the infants.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I think they stayed in that one room till they're about seven.
Oh, this sounds like the school my husband went to.
Then they had a big screen, nice fashionable screen, and you pulled it back and forward,
Yes.
And then that shut the two...
Dividing the classes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, it only shut off the little ones.
Right.
And then through the other bit side was the rest of the classes.
Everybody together.
Yeah, because years ago, you had them up to 14, so they had to split them up a bit, but we still had to work in that one room.
Yes, yeah.
So it wasn't very big, but it was a very happy little school in a very...
Oh, that's nice.
Well, the many people really helped the church, the school,
Yes.
The churchy people. And all
yes,
that.
Donated some money.
Yeah.
Quite a good school life then.
Yeah,
it was. What about teachers? Would you remember any of your teachers?
Yes. Miss Dobson was there for the little ones, I think, when... I don't know if she was there before Miss Morby came, a minute. She was there nearly all her life then, you might as well say that.
Yeah?
She was. And she was beautiful. I think we all loved her because she was so pretty. And she only lived at Dobson's Hill, what we call Dobson's Hill at Kentbury.
All right.
Do you know where the bungalows start after?
What, when you're going down into
before Kent, you go down to the hill? Yeah. There's a big house with fence in that side.
Mm-hmm.
That used to be a farmyard.
Right.
And the Dobsons used to live on the other side.
All right.
But she was lovely. Well, then we had another one. Oh, then Miss. Well, I'll go. I'll only say from my time.
Yeah, that's only from your time.
Miss Morby.
Is that Morby? Morby.
Morby, yeah. Mm. She went to Christchurch around about the time we were born.
Right.
So she knew us more or less. And that's how... Well, but then... And I think I've got a photograph in there of her. And she was there until... she was ill. She taught my children as well.
So she taught you?
Quite a while, yeah.
And then taught your children?
Well, some of... She was there for... Yeah, she was. But they did change towards the end before my children left, long before that. Because all three, the Miss Dobson... What was the other one's name? She was very kind to me. I don't know why. I used to always remember her name. Can't remember it now.
Oh, you've got lots of
them. But Miss Morby ran the school. And she lived in the schoolhouse.
Right. She was kind of like the headmistress then.
Yeah.
Mm. What are the most memorable things, events in village life? I mean, do you remember the coronation or the playing fields opening? And
hold on. Yes, we had. For one thing, we used to have to march round the flagpole for what sort of day was that now? Empire Day.
Empire Day.
And sing. The Christchurch children used to put a concert
mm-hmm.
on Kentbury Coronation Hall for two nights running, and it was always packed, and they were really good.
So was
the school did it.
A school pantomime, but it was held at in.
It wasn't a pantomime. It's a match. It was
just a show.
It was a nice one.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a whole evening of it. And
singing and dancing.
Yeah.
And
yeah. And we were taken by bus to the place.
Was that the Inkpen school children?
No, Inkpen, Christchurch children. I know it's you want Inkpen, but it's so close anyway.
Yeah.
And then there was the, we used to go in for, oh, well, and in Inkpen school too, when I went there, for the music festival in Newbury.
Right. Just the singing, yeah. Mm. So the Christchurch children put a variety show,
yeah,
in Kentbury every year.
Don't know whether it happened every year or not. I suppose it.
Or mostly.
No, well, mostly didn't they? Yeah. And oh, we won Inkpen once.
Sorry.
Beat Inkpen. Yeah, Inkpen children singing. Yeah.
At the music festival. And yeah,
the Edwardses all had beautiful singing voices and music. And one of them used to help teach its Inkpen. But this one year we had all girls and one boy. And we beat our song or whatever we had to sing. I think it was a Scotch one.
Right. But was this just a music festival for all the schools?
It was for all the different schools. Yeah. Another thing, we used to have sport out in the field.
Yeah.
But was loaned to the school. Used to have that. Used to go nature walking.
What sort of sports did you do then? What?
Oh, running and skipping and jumping. And
yeah, not so much of the netball and hockey and the things we do now.
No, but I was good at netball though. But I don't know where it was in. No, we didn't have netball in Christchurch. We had it in Inkpen.
Right.
No, I did enjoy that.
Yeah.
In Inkpen they had dancing, learning to dance and folk dancing.
Yeah. Yeah, we used to be taught dancing, yeah. Scottish country dancing. Don't do that now.
I'm no dancer. my twin sister was, she was the best dancer, but not the best, but the better
than
me. She
was really good, eh?
Yeah. Then there was, we had gardening. We took over the boys' gardens, Inkpen.
Sanders also, Inkpen school did quite a lot of things then.
And,
So you sports on the playing fields. Mm. When were the playing fields open? Do you remember?
Yeah, I got them on some papers. Yes. Oh, don't say I haven't bought that one. I got such a lot of different papers, and I don't know which ones to. You might have found there was one somewhere. There it is. I think you'll find it. Oh no, that was an old one. May 1947, wasn't it? Yeah, that would be one of the children's ones. I wasn't at school then. Oh, that was Inkpen. No, that was not good.
No, you're probably looking for something when you were. When you said you went up there when you were little.
The coronation. No, I think that was 53. Well, I had children then, so. Because yes. Henry, the youngest one, she's just gone 60. She was born in 1950.
These were all the things that took part for the coronation.
Hmm.
That's lovely. What a lovely thing to keep.
Well, I
like, isn't it?
I've got all sorts of rubbish.
It's not rubbish, it's memories.
And actually, oh, I don't
was know that all done in the field, Joyce? Was that all? This, can I have a look at it again?
Yeah, this was done down the recreation field. We had, I should think so.
Yeah.
Oops. No, wait a minute. It could have been done. We could have had it over in the field. At the back of the hall. I remember there was one there.
What, the back of the village hall?
Mm. What was it? Would be. Was that one for the coronation? Is that the coronation?
Yeah.
Oh, well, no, it must have been for the queen, a king and queen, the
earlier one.
I don't know which for them, even.
Yeah, it says it's assemble at the village hall for judging and leave the village hall for the recreation ground, so they must have had it.
Well, they had a pantons, took them like a bit of a carnival going down.
Like floats. Yeah, like lorries, What it says it's headed by the parade was headed by the Ink Pen Band. Was it a brass band or?
Oh yeah, we had Ink Pen did have a good band.
Right. Was that through the school or was that
school
thing?
No, a proper band, a village band.
And it also says here, 2:30 in the afternoon, leave the village hall for the recreation ground, headed by the Ink Pen Trumpeters.
Trumpeters?
Yes.
but we had more than that, because, we had one over the village, back of the village hall, and that was when my youngest sister was a little girl, about 5 or 6 years old, I think.
Yeah.
And my mum used to look after a little boy, the same age, this woman went to work. And Doris and this little boy, they were just like little lovers. And they'd walk up and down the common with the doll's pram. He was a lovely boy, only about 2 or 3 doors away from us. Because mum was always, children always had to go to our house.
All right.
I got a photograph of another woman there, but she got it up. And Doris and Huey went to, they were king and queen, being cut,
yes,
crowned or something. And perhaps that was to do with that one. No, might have been.
Lots of sports as well, ladies, egg and spoon race. Yeah. And that's lovely. Really lovely.
No, I think it must have been before that. It must have been the old people's silver or golden wedding, something like that. Silver wedding, I suppose it was. Nothing to do with Queen Elizabeth.
No. You mean her
must
father?
Have been, yeah. Further up back.
Our older generation, her dad.
But, and people, they found all sorts of things. There was Orson. You know, they had cloaks just to dress them up like the king and queen.
Yes.
And they had their pages and they had their people and everything all coming behind them. There's only a little toddler there. And, it was done beautiful, really. Of course, they added straight away the prize.
Yeah.
But there was a lot of them. and we were, people were sewing beads on and all the jewellery and everything, they had a crown and everything. And my brother, I gave that photograph to my sister. He was dressed as the bishop. And that was really one of the best things we ever had, I think, in fancy dress sort of thing.
Was not for this one, that's for the one before.
No, it was for, it must have been for...
King George.
King George, I should think. Oh, but King George V. Must have been for that one.
So the children were all dressed up like a pageant, yeah?
It was really nice, but it took ages, long, long time. With this lady, her sister was our godmother, and one of our godmothers, but she did work hard, do all this, you know, she started it off.
She helped to make the costumes and...
Well, it was just what we... people had in the house.
Yeah, exactly.
nothing that great, but it all looked lovely.
Did you take part in it? Your brother was in it. Were you in it?
No, I don't think we were only just like training on behind sort of thing, but we were older than that.
What age would your brother have been that time?
He was about...
Just to get an idea of the year.
Eight. Would he have been about 8 or 9?
About 8 years.
Yeah, I had a lovely picture, and I said to Doris, you might as well have it. He had a mitre and everything, and he had a surplice and all at them. We borrowed a surplice. Or this lady did.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, I mean, she was a good fan. I got a photograph of her, and I don't like.
What sort of things were there for, you know, once you were a little bit older, what things were there for you to do in the village? What sort of, what did you just do in the evenings?
Or? When we were children.
You just, what was social life like in Inkpen?
Well, we had to make our own.
Yeah.
Because, as you know, all these are little hamlets,
yeah,
sort of thing. Well, Inkpen children on the common never bothered to go down the Lower Green. They never come up to us, sort of thing, not as children, you know. But we used to play out on the common as though it belonged to us.
Yeah.
Make houses and all sorts. And learn this, what was growing and everything. And
yeah.
Because we had, there was a big sand pit down there at the back. And as girls, like playing houses, we used to, in the gorse, it was all gorse.
And the boys would make dens.
I don't know about the boys, what they made, but we had made houses. But we only made little round ones. Broke up the bit of the gorse and that. And then we'd go down the sand pit and find bits of old china, like broken china, because that was where a lot of the rubbish was thrown in the olden days, taken and put down there.
Yeah.
A horse and cart used to come round and pick up the rubbish and dump it there. Well, then we used to go down there and
find bits to make your house.
Yeah. And my sister said that they used to have, when younger sister said that, when they were children, they used to have an old tins and thread a piece of string through them and then whiz them round and then throw them out into the fair, so the boys used to have to go and fetch them. But then we used to borrow, there was a fairly big house, not a real big house, but these were two girls and a boy, was brought up with their grandmother because her father's mother's died,
right.
Mother died, and the grandmother had, her sons was grown up, but she was bringing these up, and she had the most beautiful garden. That's how I loved the garden so much, I think. And we were allowed to, well, especially Joan and I, we were allowed to go down there, so we must have behaved ourselves. Which
was,
I think
that
we
on
did.
The common?
Yeah. You know the end of the council houses?
Yes.
Well, then there's a lot of trees.
Yeah.
Well, there's a house there, and that's where we used to go.
Right.
But there was nothing really posh about it, nothing like that.
Do you remember the name of the house?
He's, no, what was it? Oh, isn't it stupid?
No, it's not. No. I forget.
It'll all come back to me again.
I don't think you remember it. Sometime, I'll see you, you can just tell me.
No, and Joan and I, we were always with the younger one of the two. And we even had a garden there, our own garden there.
At the house?
Garden. No, not in the house.
At the common.
As you go into the drive, there was a lot of laurel trees, and we had our garden just inside, and we could go anywhere we like to do our garden. And well, times we used to dig the stuff up and put it back in again. Might as well say. But no, Granny Hazel left us with. We always called her Granny Hazel.
Is that the name of the lady that brought the children up, Granny Hazel?
Yeah.
Mm. Were they half grandchildren she was bringing up?
Yeah, they were. She was bringing her grandchildren up, and with the help of her eldest daughter. Well, she only had one daughter, and she went to Kentbury in the end. But what else we do? We used to have every few years, every so often then, somebody bad. I don't know whether they were bad or whether they were told. They used to set fire to Inkpen Common.
Oh, right.
Yeah. And I remember once the gorse, as you went down the common, the gorse was very, very tall. Nobody had done it that 2 or 3 years, say.
Right.
And it was set afire. And, you know, it was so hot, it melted the ice and icicle and melted the windows of the houses. It melted them. Oh, you know, they didn't get frosted because it melted it. So, and because it was very cold. And, but, and
was
then
that
they
just
have
people
to,
being naughty or were they told to ban
I
it?
I think it was some fellow. It wasn't children, it was a Men, I think.
Men.
And then we had the video fire engine, you'd come.
Right. And where would that come from?
Hungerford, I suppose, to help put it out.
Was this the old ones with the pumps on them?
I couldn't tell you. No, I can't tell you that one. Don't know. I know it was a fire engine, and everybody was either outside or inside, but we were supposed to be in bed. But we used to look at, sit at the window
and
watch. But not always. As we grew older, we were allowed to go out. But it was a big do.
But did it always stay on the common? It didn't jump and...
It never came...
Bum anybody's houses or property.
It was different parts of the common they burnt. Yeah. Well, that is nature, isn't it? That's what they do.
Yeah, it used to be you had to do that anyway.
Right. But I suppose he did it for that.
He probably did, yeah.
Although I think he did it for different things. There was some with a bit of a devil's. But I heard... But, and then we used to, us girls used to gang up together and we'd go off, probably walk up Coombe Hills and see what's up there or take a bit of dinner with us and
have
go
a picnic.
Off.
Yeah.
Nobody would worry you.
No.
And then we'd go over around Woody Way and East Woody, we'd walk that way. We used to walk.
Yeah.
But we was nearly always in a two or three girls.
A group of you, yeah, not you.
No. And these two Hazel girls were, they did turn out very clever. And, one's dead, but I don't know whether the other one's a bit older than me, but she's out and she went abroad because they had an old aunt and she'd been a nurse or something or other.
Right.
But no, they were very clever, and then in years, just the last lot of years, not last, but 20 years, I suppose, more, my younger sister helped to look after these two girls because their mother wasn't well, and she was ill, and then she died, and Jimmy was he was a son, but a lot of people didn't like him, but he was full of fun. It wasn't all this badness like some of them do now.
No.
And he was the comic of the common.
Was he the little boy that the granny was bringing up?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was Jimmy.
James.
Where did he go? Is he still...
No, he died too. I mean, there's nearly all of the original ink pen people are dead. No, that was one house we could go to if we wanted to go there.
Yeah.
You know. And I think Granny Hazel, I know, I can still remember her birthday. It was the same day as ours.
Ah, that's why you remember it.
And we used to have to go round to the back of the house. If Mr. Hazel was there sitting, I don't know, he was a gentleman's man or what he was. And we never went round the front when he was sitting out in the garden.
All right.
That poor Miss Granny Hazel did all the garden, all the flower garden anyway. And when it was our birthday, it might not have been that day, but anyway, we went down, and Granny Hazel always had seed maggoty cake, you know, seed cake.
Seed cake.
What do you call it? Like little black seeds.
Poppy seeds.
A lot of people wouldn't eat them now, but. Oh, whatever was it? We always had that cake. I mean, we only had bread and butter and a bit of jam, I suppose.
Yeah.
But it was lovely, Granny Hazel.
So she made it for your birthday, for both your birthdays, hers and yours.
Hmm?
Did she make that as a birthday cake for her and you?
No, well, that was what they lived on. Not maggoty cake, something like that.
Right.
It wasn't maggoty. But no, she... I suppose her daughter made it, really. And
so what?
Where have we got to?
Well,
until jumping.
Yeah. What about the playing fields? When did the playing fields open? Do you remember?
I think I had a piece here. I've turned them over so many damn times. They might have got into another bag.
Right, we'll just stop that for a second.
Well, you can have that one. I'll give you that one. I've got several of those.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
programme.
And that's all the Edwards' Edwards' sawmills.
Oh my goodness.
But they weren't, I mean, they dwindled down.
Mm-hmm.
That's the three. Well, that's a later one, because that's almost the last one, I think. Must have been. That one, that one, that one, and that one, and that one, and that one.
Did these, are these wives of the chaps, or they work at the sawmills as well?
No. She was a secretary.
Mm-hmm.
She was the head one.
Right.
And that was Mr. There was Bert Edwards, Will Edwards, and Arthur Edwards.
All right, so two or three of them.
And then that one's dead. That was his grandson. No, that was one of Mr. Bert Edwards' son, Dom. And that was another man down the lower green. That one.
Nicholas,
I know most of them, but they're nearly all dead.
I need to ask David if he's got copies of these, because maybe I need to ask David Thomas if he's got
has
copies
he got
of these. I don't know, because
no.
I can tell him.
Well, the boy, Bailey, has he happened to do things?
Oh, yeah, Peter.
Well, he'll have.
I've seen that he's
but
shown.
But he might not have that one.
Yeah. Let me know what you have. Sorry, let me see your brother.
My brother there. He was
all right.
Well thought of.
Yeah. A little treasure trove, isn't it? This is all the low-cost housing being built now. They're still arguing over that, aren't they?
Ever since I've been here.
Yeah, it looks like it.
We've had that. And do you know, that really made me feel ill sometimes over it, thinking. And of course, what did I find in our deeds or something or other when Louis died? I had a list of where I could have a house. Would it either a two-bedroom house or a three-bedroom house or a one-bedroom house. Oh, you needn't worry, I'm not going to have none of them. I stuck out. And even last few years, they've been trying to sell these bits of ground. They can't sell it. And they've got on to me, would I like to go up the top? I said, no, not really. And about the bottom, and David said, no, don't ever go down the bottom, he said, because that's out of the way up there. You
right.
see nobody.
No.
And they were going to build two houses.
Oh, that's what you were telling me. That's the ink pen beaker.
Yeah. Oh, I've got it crossed off. It's in books and everything. That's the bloke who works, used to work there.
Mr. Higgett at the museum.
Yeah.
All right. The ink pen beaker. Made around 4,000 years ago, and it was discovered in 1936. There we go. Hang on.
I don't think 36. I think that's a mistake, actually.
Do you?
Because I was about.
Let me go back. Well, that would have made you about 13, wouldn't it? Because you said you
13
were 13
or 14. Would that have done then? Oh well, then that's probably right then. And I remember my dad. He walked from the lower green.
Thank you.
He walked from the lower green with his bicycle. He wrapped it up in a hold sack and had to carry it. Because it was, you know, you couldn't ride the bike with it. No.
No.
And he used to love old things too. And he went, first he called in it from the lower green round to Inkpen School to see the schoolmaster. And when he got there, he was gone.
All right.
He was
that just to let the headmaster see it?
And what he thought, you know. And well, then he called in at the sawmills and that was closed, so I suppose it took him rather a long time to walk home. And he came in with it, and I was at home, I know, or I was there.
Yeah.
And Doris and John were at schools then, and he came in and he unwrapped this thing. Oh, and he was so pleased.
Yeah.
And they made a film of it.
All right.
And I think I had something to do with the film. And but I have got a film of it.
Well, that must be somewhere that other people must have that as well. There must be a copy in a library or.
And but they put it on in Newbury first, and so we all. I think my brother had a car and somebody else had a car and that. We went to Newbury. And took Dad, and that was the first time he'd ever been to pictures.
Took him to the cinema to see Speaker.
he'd already, the weekly newspaper had come round and asked my brother to go up to the Crown and do a bit of talking. So John, I think it was John then, he said no, he wouldn't want to go up there. And so they asked Dad, and Dad said, oh, all right then. And Dad went up and, you know, they were given some beer and that. And they had a lovely picture of one of the landlords up there and Dad.
Yeah.
And they were
at the Crown Garter.
Yeah, holding the mug up.
Yeah.
And that was my dad and the first time he ever been pictures.
Yeah.
And he'd come out right on the screen, you know, that was lovely.
Yeah.
It couldn't have been to a better man.
So that's, I mean, one of the questions here is what's one of your best memories, Aunt Penn? That's a really
that
good
was
memory,
one.
Isn't it?
Yeah, because, we all bought, Newbury supplied a lot of, what do you call these? Just where you slot them in when these, like, radios. The first ones were right. Slides, no.
Yeah.
Yeah, sort of slides.
Yes, I know what you mean.
And we all bought these films.
Yeah.
And but it was only purpose to see my dad. But it was lovely of him. Oh, we were always proud of our dad.
Well,
but
quite
he
right
was
too.
He was a good dad.
Yeah. It sounds as though you've had a really happy childhood and growing up as well.
But no, he was one of the best. Yeah. And he worked hard. I mean, there wasn't much money in the pen, not for the working people.
No.
Very little to live on. But, of course, the things that weren't so dear then, but we had all the tradespeople come round. That was one thing.
Mm-hmm.
And but my dad used to do this at Edwards's. Well, sometimes he used to have to stay at night to finish his all these pails.
Yeah.
And Joan and I used to take his tea up. We used to go through the dip and take his tea up, and then we'd sit when we got cold.
Yeah.
We used to sit in the shavings nearly.
Keep warm.
We were in the big works place, you know, where they had the big saws and everything,
mm-hmm.
and the big engine. But we'd sit down so we could walk home with Dad.
Yeah. So he had some long days then to work there.
Hmm?
He had some long days to work there.
Oh,
sometimes
he did.
If they were busy.
Yeah. Mm, he did that, and you know, he's done all sorts of things really. And then when he'd finished work and all that, a lot of the men then used to help the farmers do their hay and their straw.
Yeah.
But that wasn't evening time or.
But that was in the
Saturdays.
Days when farmers needed a lot of labour.
Yeah.
At harvest.
That's right.
And the men used to go out and help.
Yeah.
All right.
And then my dad used to, we had the gardens down in the council houses were very big gardens, but Dad and especially the other one each side, they always dug their gardens. And then my dad, and sometimes they used to grow their vegetables out the front of the gardens, in the front, because there was no buses to go rushing off to Newbury or Hungerford to get
things.
The shopping or anything.
No.
But I don't know, we had a greengrocer, but my mum wouldn't buy things off these little vans.
Were there many vans came around? I mean, you would have shops
we
then
had
that
them
we didn't.
From Kentbury,
yeah.
And then there was a shop at the top.
Yeah.
But
what was that sort of
shop
that sold everything?
Well, it was belonged to Edwards's run it, I think. But, I mean, it was dearer. But my mum used to go to Hungerford, and I think they used to.
How would you get to Hungerford?
Well,
though,
the
no
man
buses?
Used to come round on a bicycle and take the order.
Right.
And then he used to bring it back.
Right.
And we often laugh and say, what a little parcel they used to have.
In a little basket in the front of his bike with it.
And but then again, what they had in their parcels really was pound of this, a pound of that, and a pound of something else, sort
yes,
of thing.
Well,
they made more dinners like that, didn't they?
Yes.
And all.
Yeah,
that was for the
not buying
grocery.
What we buy now.
No. And then we always had a.
The chap on the bike that came and collected the orders from everybody, was he from a shop in Hungerford?
He lived in Hungerford, I think.
Right.
And then he didn't own the shop, he was only a worker.
Yeah, that's what I meant. But was he sent out by the shop?
Oh, yes.
Was his job?
Well, then towards the end they had, well, I had him too when we came up here still. Well, different ones. They had a van and used to come round. See, there wasn't hardly any cars or anything.
No, that's right.
We did have the coalman, or did he have a service bus, a funny old bus, and that used to take the people to Newbury probably on a Thursday or Saturday or something like that.
Right.
And, I think he had a coal lorry, was it separate?
Yeah.
That was after, I think. He had this coal lorry as well.
Right, so he'd come round to level call, but then later on he'd had a bus to take people.
Yeah, he had a...
Was it a private bus, his bus?
It didn't belong to... It belonged to them, you know.
Yeah. So he perhaps took people to Newbury once a week or something.
Yeah, something. If they went then.
Yeah, if you needed to go, there was a bus there.
Yeah. Beryl Carter, he used to tell me, they used to have to walk to Hungerford to get their shopping. You know, walk.
Yeah.
But, well, my mum couldn't have done that anyway.
Yeah.
And then, we always had a butcher come round from Kentbury.
Right.
And that he was a good friend.
Was this when you were a child or when
we were children. And we had an old man from the Lower Green, from along Craven Road rather. He had a tricycle and an old can or tin or something fixed on his bike at the back. And used to bring the paraffin round.
Oh, yes.
And collect, and then come to the houses, because, I mean, you had lamps then.
Yeah, paraffin lamps.
Because
yeah.
They didn't have... We did have electric... Well, I remember electric being put in the council houses.
Why
we only had three switches. We only had three lights.
Look what we have nowadays. And look what we have nowadays.
Yeah, we had three lights, and you had to say where you wanted the lights.
When you said you remember that, what age would you have been when the electric went in then?
I suppose we were growing. I think we must have been left school, I think, then. Must have been.
So probably 15 or something like that.
Must have been. And...
And when you say three lights only, do you mean lights or bulbs. Sockets?
Well, you know, for
bulbs.
Example, three bulbs. And
three bulbs.
And my twin sister, but the only thing, my mum never, like a lot of people's children had to go out and do sewing, a lot of work before they even went to school and all that.
Yeah.
But my mum never did that to us.
No, so you didn't
we
have
went,
to do
We went, we got up, we had a bit of breakfast and that was it. We never had to go and do jobs and things.
No, didn't have to work before you got to school in the morning.
Because Nanny Bean used to keep us, she used to say, they'll have enough work when they get older.
Yes.
You know, and that's how
she
helped to bring us up.
A child is a child.
Yeah, a child, you know, that's right.
Let you play, yeah.
But then, as we got about 14, because we must have been about 13 or 14, she said, because my twin sister used to love getting out, and Mum used to say, she'd cooked us all a hot tea when we come home from school.
Yeah.
But we had to wash up.
Yes.
Joan and I had to take it in turns. We'd one a week, once a week, you know.
Did it help at home.
And that was about the only thing we used to have to do.
Yes.
And Joan used to be out there all the evening. She used to wash and scrub and everything else. She loved it being out there, but no, I didn't.
And what about at school? You said you got a hot meal when you come back. Did you have to? Did you get something at school?
No,
or did
we
you
only
to
had to
it?
Take. We took sandwiches.
Took sandwiches.
And
to school.
Miss Morby, she used to have a sister, I suppose she was, and another little lady, Miss Little, and we used to take a cup with our cocoa and sugar in.
All right.
And a drop of milk, I suppose, I don't know, I can't remember that. And then she'd provide the hot water, and then we'd go out and get a cup of coffee or a cup of
cocoa.
And
have it with your sandwiches.
I couldn't drink cocoa now. All right.
Well, it sounds as though they looked after you, all right, anyway.
And then I think towards the end part, they used to have halfpenny bottles of milk. I think that's when it came in.
Right. Not free at that age then. You know, when I was little, we got free milk at school.
Mm.
And then it got taken away.
It might have been... No, I think they had to pay a penny or tuppence. I think we had to pay something for it. Because we didn't have that much. Because, I mean, Mum was there to cook us a good tea at night.
Yeah, you
got your bed. My mum hardly... She didn't go out a lot of things and nothing much. She used to sew.
When she was she sewing just for the family, you know, mending things and making things, or was she sewing for other people?
Other people. She used to make all the people's servants, a lot of people's servants, aprons, you know, and they had to be proper aprons.
Yeah.
And then the girls what lived in service round here, because there was quite a few big houses, and Mum used to do sort of shortening clothes and hems and things like that, but a lot of people did bring clothes. Sometimes they used to unpick it, but Mum said, "I wish they wouldn't unpick it," because she said they unpick seams what would have been worked in.
They could have left alone.
Yeah, left alone.
And was your mum just self-taught?
Yes, but her mother would have loved to have sent her as a proper dressmaker.
Yeah.
But you had to pay in them days.
Right.
And she couldn't afford it because my mum was the oldest.
Right.
And so Mum used to, she taught her, more or less taught herself.
Yeah.
And I mean, I don't think I had a new coat, a shop coat, until I was about 12.
No.
Because she used to make them out of coats, other people's coats.
Yeah,
wash them and always out on the line, the rags. Oh no. And I mean, during the wartime, you didn't get patterns much, but then my mum used to be able to cut them.
Probably could do it out of her head.
I could cut them, actually. Boy, I had, well, my son, I used to sew for him.
Yeah, I used to sew when mine were little, but not to the extent you did. But then it just got that by the time you bought the material and the pattern, clothes were becoming cheaper and cheaper, and it wasn't worth it anymore.
I know my mum used to, a lot of the people used to bring it to Mum and that, but Mum used to stick it in the copper, fire under the burn and that. But she would say, "Oh, I'm not going to put my children in those sort of things." But no, Mum was always sewing for us. And my sister went up to London, then she was able to buy things much cheaper up there, and you know. And
Is this when she was working as a nanny up there? Mm-hmm.
And when Doris was a little girl, she was beautifully dressed. I mean, we were never jealous of her because we never had it. But she did because my sister...
Who was Doris, sorry?
My youngest sister.
Your younger sister.
And she was fair and curly hair and
short. Sorry, I must have got that wrong because I've got you and your twin and Elsie.
Yeah, well, I never added Doris and John.
All right.
There's Doris and John.
Were they a lot younger than you then? Yeah. Or was it Doris that worked up in London then?
Elsie.
It was Elsie. Mm. What important places are there for you in Inkpen which bring back happy memories? Well, the school was one. You said it was happy. Mm. Church, what church did you go to then?
Mostly Christchurch.
Yeah.
Because it was too far to go right down the Lower Green.
Right.
And there was four of us christened there. My mother was married there.
Right.
Her aunt was married there.
So Mum and Dad were married there?
Mm.
And Mum's aunt?
Aunt was married there. And one of her great-grandchildren was christened there. That was during the war too. And there was four of us, my brother, oldest brother, us two, and my youngest brother.
That was John?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were all christened there. And I think Doris was, well, I know she was. We had a little, what we called St. Gabriel's.
Right.
But we went only by what the old people said, and they always called it the Tabernacle.
What was St. Gabriel's then? Another little church?
Yes, it was given to the village for the people mostly, in Pen Common End and round this part.
Right.
Because it was too far to go down to Inkpen Church.
Right, so you knew it as a tabernacle.
Yeah, but...
It was by the common,
St. Gabriel's, it was.
St. Gabriel's.
And we had Sunday school teachers come up, two sisters, and they used to come up, all weathers, and that, on a Sunday.
What, to the St. Gabriel's one? Is that where you went to?
Sunday school then, but that's where Doris was christened.
What church would that... Would that be in Church of England, or...?
Church of England, yeah. Yeah, it was really... connected with Inkpen Church, but it was just an extra one nearer.
Pubs? Well, there were a lot of pubs, weren't there?
Oh, yeah, there was a lot of pubs. There was more than a lot of people know about.
There was the Crown?
The Crown, the Swan, the Craven Arms, the Olive Branch.
I didn't realise until that meet that there'd be one called the Olive Branch.
And there was another one by the Sawmills, where the Sawmills was.
Oh, that's not the Olive Branch then, because Olive Branch cottages are there. Where was the Olive Branch?
Where those cottages are on the corner.
All right. But there was another one by the Sawmill. It must have been near it then.
Oh, no. I think that part, the one I'm saying about is near the Sawmills, was only on this side, but it was where the house was.
Right.
You know, opposite.
So it's the Crown, the Swan, the Craven
Arms. I don't remember that one, no. Anyway.
Village Hall? How long has that been there?
Oh, it's... I think I was about 2 years old. Yeah. I've been trying to find that paper.
Yeah. What? Yeah, Village Hall was what?
It's up on the wall, anyway.
Yeah, somebody will have that from the other stuff they've done. That's 1925. Because it was redone, wasn't it, in about 1953, yes. Was it, I think I read?
Oh, well, we had it done, decorated and altered and...
extended a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, we've had quite a bit done to it. Yeah, I think it's about 2 years older than I am, so how old am I?
2 years older? Well, you said maybe you were two, but that you were 1923, so it would have been 1921, wouldn't it, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. I got it on a... because they gave me a retirement party and a present, you see.
Yeah, that's right. You were there a long time, didn't you? You were there doing that job a long time.
50 years, but then it was actually it was a bit longer than that. When we first came up here, well, not when we first came up here, our district nurse used to live in that thatch cottage.
Right.
And she used to have to do Kentbury, Inkpen and comb. She was the midwife.
Who was that then?
Nurse Jordan. I would have loved to have got hold of her picture. And Nurse Jordan, and she was a well-educated person, but she was such a good person. She was a good person. She used to have to ride a bicycle all the time.
So she did Coombe, Kentbury and Inkpen?
Yeah.
On her bike?
Mm. And then during the war she adopted a boy and a girl. And then she brought another girl up, Irish girl, with her. This little girl. She brought them. And then another time she had same with these children, a little black boy. But he died, I know. They said. And she was the first one to have the television. So my children were, well, we were all interested, but nobody round here had a television. And Nurse Jordan used to invite us all, and we'd all sit all round. And because it used to finish at 9 o'clock, didn't it?
Yeah. And what?
I mean, 9 o'clock or 10 o'clock? 9 o'clock.
No, I think it would have been 9 o'clock.
Yeah, what? I think it was.
What? You had children yourself then?
Oh, no, I was grown up mum. I was a mum then.
You were a mum. Yeah, what year would that have been then, do you think?
Hilary, I suppose it's over. It's getting on for 60.
Were you in your 20s or were you in your...
Oh, I don't know, older than that. A bit older than that.
30s maybe. So it would be 1950s before you had TV.
Yeah, I think it was... I know Hilary, there was David and... David and Margaret. But they were the same age as nurses during the war.
Yeah.
But we used to go around and watch her television, crowded out.
Did she have the television for the coronation or not?
Yes, she had it.
So that's before, she had it for 1953 then. So were you able to go and watch the coronation on it?
No, I went up to Mrs. Watts at the top house, and I said, I was busy trying to finish a cardigan off for knitted... cardigan for Mia, and no, Margaret, I think it was, or for Hilary, I don't know which one of them. And I wanted, because it was a cold day anyway, and I just popped up to Mrs. Watts at the top and asked, can I have a little peep?
Nice to see though, eh?
Well, that was one of them anyway, what we saw on television.
Yeah.
But the nurse had hers first before that. But she was a good person, really. And she'd deaf as a post.
And she'd know everybody really, really well.
Well, she would, and because she went must round have brought hundreds into the
babies.
Family.
She'd have brought all the babies in and looked after them.
Well, there was
them.
Nothing that they'd said that one mum, she'd been to one mum, and then perhaps in Kentbury, and had to go right over to Coombe to another mum.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Or on a bicycle.
Yeah, on a bicycle. Sit up in bed bicycle.
My basket with everything in it she needed. Right, I'm going to stop this for a minute.
Oh,
I feel like you've talked for...
No,
you talked for an hour and 18 minutes. You must have a sore throat by now. Right. Covered a lot of things, but there's quite a few bits. Well, it doesn't matter. I can go through that and try and sort it out. But I can either type it out or sometime come and see you and see how much of this have I got right. But there's a few more bits on here, but I probably think that's enough for today.
What's
and we can
that?
Always do another bit. Oh, well, what else have you got on here? How happy are you that you've spent a long period of your life in ink pen? And what's good about living in ink pen compared to Kentbury or Ham? It's kind of difficult to say what's good about it if you've never lived in the other places, but you like it here and that's where you want to be.
Well, no, I don't want Kentbury. Although we used to go to Kentbury.
Yeah.
But
how much rivalry was there between the villages? Because they talked about that before.
Mm.
Was there?
Well, I mean, I can't really say much about it because I know that what used to happen,
yeah.
You know, they never really got on together because.
But did they not? I mean, some of that must have been because you're too far away from one another. You don't go there, so you don't really get to know them.
Another thing too. They used to join in with the football, cricket, and all that sort of thing.
Well, I was just going to say, perhaps if you're in, you know, a sport or something, then you can see the rivalry a bit more.
Yeah.
If you're not in a team sport.
No, I think probably it was some of these what used to get a bit drunk and that and used to be worse ones, you know.
But that's the same nowadays and anywhere you are, isn't it?
But
what do you miss about the old days in ink pen? I mean, what's disappeared? You know, is there things that are not here anymore that you wish were still here? Probably shops would be one.
Well, the shop and the post office for one thing. And the one on the common.
And what's better nowadays about living in ink pen? I mean, well, at least now you've got transport. You have got buses and things if you want to go. But
not a terrible lot, have we?
No.
Not really, have we? Because, I mean, in fact, they're worse than when during the wartime, the buses from Newbury.
Well, they're good during the wartime, then.
Because there always used to be one left on a Saturday at 9 o'clock at night to come out, and that would be the last bus, and it would go back about 11 o'clock or something like that.
What, on Saturday night?
Yeah.
And this is during wartime?
During wartime, it used to be packed. The buses used to be absolutely packed.
Right.
Well, I suppose they were soldiers as well, I don't know.
So it was a Saturday night, it was a late bus really, wasn't it?
Hmm?
It was a late bus on a Saturday night. Was it just that did they not have a later one any other night?
Think
just
on
in
a Thursday might have done, because that would be market day in there. But I must tell you one.
It's a long walk home if you missed the bus, wasn't it?
Well, I've many a time walked from Newbury to save my money.
Yeah.
Because you didn't get much money, but then people worked in service in houses, you see, you did have your bed and food.
Yeah, the money you got was yours, but then you had to. Well, if you worked in service, did you have to provide your own clothes and aprons and everything, or did the big house?
Some big houses
would give you them. Yeah. So at least the money you were left with was yours. But as you said, it wasn't a lot.
No, I was lucky because Nanny Bean used to speak up for us, and I mean Mr. Gladstone always went into the nursery to see Nanny.
Right.
Nanny was one of his nanny, you know, sort of thing.
Well, at least he wasn't quite, because some of them, you know, you can imagine that they don't really go near the nursery or the children, but at least it sounds as though he was quite a good dad.
Mm. But, what was I going to say? I don't think just a minute.